This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today on Cross Hope, part two of a message we began yesterday about heaven from John 14. This is a part of the series called The Final Week, 7 days in history, looking at the last 7 days of Jesus on this earth. According to some scholars, on Thursday, Jesus gave this teaching or discourse on the subject of heaven to his disciples. I go to prepare a place for you. That's what we study today as we continue. This is an actual writing. This is not a gag piece of writing. This is true, from a man by the name of Kirk from Maryland. He talks about his vision of heaven, and I'm not making this up. He says, I guess you would have to say my heaven is called Michigan. In my mind, Michigan is the most beautiful place on earth. When I hear or read of sacred places, or when I visit them or see them on television, they're just names. They do not draw my attention like Marquette, Mackinac Island, or Sleeping Dunes National Seashore. I went to Zealand of Denmark when I was 21, and I was so glad to see it because it reminded me of Michigan. That's exactly the way I believe what I believe will be heaven. When I die, he says, I will be awakened by a train conductor, and I will be traveling across Michigan on a train. I will be going north. From the window, I will see its familiar scenery, the flat fields of green corn and soybeans, the farmhouses of my grandparents, uncles, and cousins, and Michigan State, where I went to college. Or when I die, I will blink my eyes open, traveling up Route 23, just outside Lansing. I'll be in a convertible with the top down, going to a place I know well, warm and happy with the wind blowing through my hair. I might ride a dune buggy along the lakeshore with my cousin, who never made it back from Vietnam. I will have all of the time to watch the lighthouses from the lake as they beacon from the shores at night in the fog. Their light will say, this is heaven. This is heaven. One more I want to read to you about a person's view of heaven. Her name is Amy. She's from Manhattan Beach, California. Until recently, my own life was relatively peaceful. At some point, though, the peace ends. At 44, I was diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. My daughters were 5 and 8 at the time. After surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, I still live with the chronic disease and ongoing treatment. I soldier on. I kiss my kids goodbye each morning, reasonably confident they will return safely. I help them master 4th grade history and 6th grade math, assuming they will grow up to graduate from high school and go on to college. I celebrate another birthday, cook spaghetti for dinner, scoop chocolate ice cream, savor the sunset. I live. While I can imagine a utopia, I believe there is no heaven. There is no heaven except the place where we are right now. You work with people. You have people in your family that believe heaven is what you make of it, and it's your heaven or hell is on this earth, and it's up to you. It's all up to you to make the heaven or hell. I thank God they're wrong. I thank God they're wrong. Because if Jesus is who he claimed to be, the authority on life, death, and eternity, and if in fact he is the way, the truth, and the life, and he really is that, then doesn't it make sense he's the expert on heaven? Isn't it just logical to assume he knows what he's talking about when he says this, verse 1, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. Well, 5 minutes isn't a long time, so you'll have to continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. We're glad that you're listening today. Continue to listen tomorrow and all this week to Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.